first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Football Podcast Show number 102. Now, we've almost got a full quota here today, but Jim Staples isn't here out of protest against Kick Football out of racism. but we'll make up for it with the rest of us lovely guys.
You know how we normally have a stat for 102?
Go on then, yes.
Well, I don't... Well, it's close enough.
Basically, what is it, like 105?
No. It's about 102.
Right.
Which is close enough.
Right. Go on, let's hear
it. The amount of miles... roughly between Arsenal and Norwich City, which is the amount of miles that Arsenal decided to fly to the game.
Really? Is that genuinely roughly the distance?
It is roughly the distance.
Oh, well, it took them 17 minutes from takeoff to landing.
Where did they fly
14.
From?
Or 14.
I think yeah, 14, maybe 14, 14 minutes.
From Stan. I think they flew from Stansted?
Or Luton, maybe. I don't know. No, I don't know.
It was, surely it takes longer to get to Luton Airport.
Yeah.
I mean, you're probably right. I can't remember where they flew from, but absolutely outrageous. So all of the old Greenpeace and that are getting on their backs for flying a few miles. Bloody ridiculous.
Talking of protests, briefly, we do have Mr. James Staples here. He's not going to say anything. He's just going to stand there looking a bit grumpy because his friend's gone.
Don't leave a silence, Mike.
Don't leave a silence. You were doing that for me then, Jim. Don't worry. Well, I think, firstly, I want to start with... a tragic death in the football family this week.
Oh.
And that's the death of Ceefax.
Oh.
Yes, page 302.
Who do you play for?
Dear oh, dearie me. No, I mean, I know I grew up following the scores on a Saturday afternoon, the days before Soccer Saturday, on Ceefax, watching it go round live, watching the hilarious mistake.
Yeah. Transfer rumours on 312.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Definitely live scores on 316.
Yeah, that's
main
right.
Main story on 303. A few interesting football facts. Bruce Rioch discovered he was sacked as assistant manager.
Oh, yeah, I
higher CFAX.
Excellent, no way.
Now it's just Twitter, isn't it? You just find yourself sacked.
Wolverhampton Wanderers were besieged with angry calls when CFAX played an April Fool's joke saying that Graham Taylor wanted to change the home kit from orange to white.
Really?
And we'll probably get a load of angry calls because we didn't call it old gold or whatever the ridiculous colour they claim their kit.
Did he change Watford's
Simon Head,
when he was there, Graham Taylor. Did he change the colour of Watford's kit?
I think back in the 70s somebody changed Watford's kit. It might be Graham Taylor, it might not have been. Let's not accuse him of anything.
Okay.
I think he's in enough trouble as it is. And also famously, Laurie Sanchez appealed on CFAX for a striker when Wickham Wanderers were short in 2001.
That's right, and he got Roy Essendo,
set forward, entered FA Cup folklore by scoring the goals, which meant they beat Leicester City 2-1 and reached the FA Cup semi-final.
That's right.
Wow.
Brilliant. Yeah, I remember that.
Brilliant stuff.
But we've had our moment of mourning. Let's move on to this week's football. Guys, throw me out there a standout performance.
Well, I have to say Norwich, to be fair.
Norwich?
I think they played well. Watched the game with a friend of mine, Arsenal supporter. He was surely... sorely disappointed with the result, I think they played well. They sort of stood up to the pressure and the possession that Arsenal had. I think they did a good job.
Could have scored a couple more.
Yeah, they actually could have nicked a couple more.
It was a bit of a bolt out of the blue, wasn't it?
It was
the start of Norwich's season. And
quite, and Arsenal have been looking
Arsenal
fairly good.
Recent weeks. So Cazorla was out of the game. There's no one else, like, a performance from Arsenal that you could say was any good. But
I'll tell you what, though, Cesc Fabregas, unlucky Arsenal fans, produced a wonderful display for Barcelona when they beat Deportivo.
Three assists, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was.
He was on the bench yesterday.
Yeah.
Didn't look happy about that.
No, I'm not surprised. Honestly, that watching the highlights, the Messi hat trick was obviously a highlight, but that was.
Jordi Alba's own goal, surely. It's got to be the best thing about that game.
Yeah, that was quality. But what a. But I mean, Fabregas was back to his best. I mean, and Arsenal could have done with him.
Well, speaking of laughing at North London clubs, let's talk about Chelsea Spurs then, Daniel.
It's not really anything to laugh at, is it?
What, a home defeat when you've not lost to them in 7 years at the Lane?
No, well, I was saying last week.
That's almost as bad as United losing to Spurs.
No, five years, sorry. And that's in the Premier League, I think. I think we lost to them in the Cup.
Right. Oh, well, that's fine then.
But No, I mean, as soon as I wasn't massively confident considering our home form has been pretty poor so far this year. In fact, very poor so far this year. But as soon as I saw the squad of the teams announced, and there's a lot of confusion with the teams as well because of what happened. But as soon as I saw no Dembele and no Bale, I just went,
Bailed out to have a baby, didn't he?
Well, that was it, because he was on the original team sheet, and then
was he?
Yeah, his missus went into labour, so he had to leg it.
Selfish cow.
I mean, there are very things in this life, there are very few things in life that are more important than football. But I will give it to Gareth Bale that the birth of your first child is definitely more important. So it's fair enough.
I mean, certainly a home game. Would you think, Stu?
Would you have for QPR?
Obviously, Stu's just had a baby, and I bet he wishes he could have got out a few QPR games because of it.
He's probably got that right, to be fair to him. The missus would never let him live it.
No, I didn't even know. No. I don't know. I mean, I'm not up to date with Gareth Bale's personal life, but I didn't know he was expecting a child. But
me neither.
But that was a big loss. Mainly Dembele, really, because against that trio, I mean, that midfield.
Having a kid as well?
No, dodgy hip, apparently.
His wife's got a dodgy hip?
Yeah.
How old is she?
Poor girl.
So, Wayne Rooney's exes.
I mean, when you replace put Huddleston in that midfield, who was just shocking. I mean, at fault for two of the goals.
Was
where, his tracking was... I mean, sort of Match of the Day highlighted it as well, and you could just see his...
He'd probably rather be at Stoke, though, to be fair. Mate,
he should be.
Who wouldn't?
He should be. I mean, he's just not good enough to be a top team, and yes, I'm going to take the jive for a top team.
Oh, dear.
But he's just not good enough for me there. So, yeah, a bit disappointing, but, what are you going to do?
Dan, can you either confirm or deny that Gareth Bale's baby came out, tripped over the umbilical cord, and appealed for the doctor to be sent off?
I can confirm.
What's the noise?
I can confirm that there was definitely contact.
Well, we'll let little baby bail off then.
But going back to my performance of the week, I'm just going to throw in Edin Dzeko.
Jerome still doesn't rate him?
No, not at all. Never make it.
No, never.
I mean, did you see on the interview afterwards when they said, Edin Dzeko's super sub? Basically went, please don't call me a super sub.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I came here to play, start games. I'm not a super sub.
Yeah.
And to be fair, I mean, it's... He has come on and played very, very well and got two goals, got the last second win out. I mean, you're lucky
super
buggers.
Super sub, surely.
He can't really
deny it. Don't deny it, Edin.
Every squad does want to have one, though, a super sub. Somebody who you can rely on. The problem is when you have someone like Ole Gunnar Solskjaer who's happy to play the squad route.
Yeah.
Or someone like Edin Dzeko who's been signed for £25 million. And quite reasonably, when he's scoring goals, want to start the game.
Yeah.
Certainly when Balotelli hasn't
been firing. He's had a good return, that's the thing as well. Yeah. He's had a good return goals. Appearances and he scored hat-tricks
I mean, Aguero and Tevez, great players, but they haven't set the league alight as of yet this season.
Not this season. Man City as a whole, I don't think, has.
No, they've really not clicked into gear, have they?
They're doing exactly what United are doing and picking up points.
Yeah,
that's
they are still
the worrying
still there.
Thing.
I mean, moving on quickly then to United. I mean, what is going on with the first 20 minutes, 25 minutes of a game with United, Michael? They're starting so slowly.
I think Ferguson is now going to request that games actually start after 25 minutes. And that time, the first 25 minutes, is added on to the additional stoppage time.
You know what? That would make so much sense.
It's just frustrating.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Away from home, we look fine. And the problem looked like we dealt with it before the international break. We come back, the Stoke game. Fair play, we scored four goals, it wasn't a bad performance, but to go behind to such a daft down goal as well, I think De Gea should have claimed that. Mm. But
they started well though, Stoke, didn't they? Obviously, Ferguson had a sort of jibe about Michael Owen needing a stepladder and all this to get in their team, but they actually played some quite good football at the start of them.
They are looking better, right? I think it's well documented, my feelings on Tony Pulis.
Yeah.
But, really? I've never heard of this one.
I'm not keen. I think we'd sum it up quite nicely. Okay. But, fair play to them. And I think teams are realising that if you go to Old Trafford and attack, and they should have been doing this for years, I never know why people haven't.
Yeah.
If you go out and attack, yes, you might end up on the back of a 4-2 defeat in the end. You might end up on the back of a 5-1 spanking, but you might go there and win.
Yeah.
I mean, for the world, Braga looked like they were going to win last night.
Ironically,
City did the opposite last year. They defended for the first half, nicked a goal, and then Johnny Evans got himself stupidly sent off, and the rest is unfortunately part of Manchester folklore now.
Yeah.
But yeah, Alan, what a name.
I know, yeah. What? Brazilian footballers have a great history of some fantastic nicknames over the years. And then you get Alan.
Alan.
I love it. Alan.
That's the best.
Alan.
Alan.
But,
yeah, great hair as well.
Yeah,
great
hair. I was expecting him to come out and look a bit like Alan Partridge.
I'm really upset he didn't.
I mean,
he looked a bit like a good Anderson, didn't he?
Well,
Anderson.
He looked like a fit Anderson, I would say.
Yeah,
injury-free.
That second goal where Carrick just got burnt.
Who did that? Who was that?
I can't remember the left winger's name.
Another Brazilian player, wasn't it?
I don't know what...
Dave,
and Frank, yeah. But I don't know what the perseverance is with United of playing Michael Carrick in defence.
They haven't got no other defenders, have
they? Well, Rio Ferdinand, we rest him, but when we've not got centre-halves to play him...
So he was actually rested last
week. Rio Ferdinand was on the bench. He was rested. It wasn't dropped. I mean, we'll go on to T-shirt gate shortly, but... I mean, it's...
Who started with him? Johnny Evans?
Johnny Evans. Who is turning into a very, very good defender.
Of course he did, yeah. Well, I don't know how that managed to go in.
Goal. Sort of goal I'd score, but...
What's your performance of the week?
My performance of the week, well, for 93 minutes last night, it was going to be Glasgow Celtic.
To be fair,
they did park the bus. Barcelona had 80%.
And they got a goal from a set piece, but what else do you expect from them?
Yeah, what do you want them to go there and try and out-attack? Yeah. No, I mean, it was such a shame.
Chelsea couldn't do it, and look at the players they've got.
I did tweet it, I mean it. Jordi Alba, you dream-stealing bastard.
Yeah.
You really are. Yeah. You are just... You know, you could have just not scored that.
You would have got through anyway. So.
Fraser Forster has done himself a lot of favours in terms of the England squad.
How well did he play?
Well, fantastic. Although they do say if you're having that many shots peppered out, you should be making that many saves. If he wasn't,
he certainly was peppered. Exactly.
But, no, I mean, I feel bad for that. Like, I can't have them if they've lost as a standout performance. I mean, I'm going to have to go with Norwich as well, I think. But, I mean, fair play to Celtic, an honourable mention.
Stuart
Hall.
Anyone that beats Chelsea for me.
Shakhtar Donetsk.
They really played well. They're really good.
Do you know how many of their last, I think it's 21 games at home they've won?
All of them.
They've won all of them, yes. That's correct. Sorry, I was a bit distracted by Jim Staples talking about...
Jim, you're not involved this week. Next week.
How does my mum manage to come up every single week?
We'll leave that one there.
Good old Shakhtar. Our boss Dave Cleave is a Mr. Smug when it comes to being a Chelsea fan. And he's one of those
very
really
quiet this morning, wasn't he?
Quiet as well. I believe the untouchable or invincible was the words he was using yesterday.
Right.
Not so much now, Cleave. Some of that.
The Armenian sensation Mkhitaryan looks fairly decent, doesn't he?
Mkhitaryan,
yeah.
Oh, that's almost as good as Alan.
Mkhitaryan.
That sounds like a veggie burger at McDonald's, doesn't it? Yeah. I think they should nick that. They could have him in the promotions for it, and I mean, nobody would buy the thing, but hey, exactly. At least they'd have that.
Not a bad
I think the Shakhtar fans are definitely loving it.
But I mean, they have to
That's one of the days.
But no, they absolutely destroyed him, didn't they? There's a lot of talk today in the papers about how their Chelsea are pretty embarrassed by how they folded, and they didn't even turn up, which was a real shame to see.
Well, it'd be interesting to see how they react at the weekend.
Massive. Yeah, we'll talk about
two fantastic attacks, two pretty woeful defences, but we'll see that. Sean, I'm guessing your standout performance is any young manager who moves on to a bigger club.
My standout performance is definitely it was going to be Southampton's defence, because that's pretty horrendous. I will mention my actual standout performance, which is a young manager who did move on for past his new a couple of seasons back, and found the grass wasn't greener, so moved back. Eddie Howe moved back to Bournemouth. And,
an interesting one, from Burnley.
Not wasn't doing too bad.
Not a small team, not a bad team.
Yeah, he was doing okay. He was doing a decent job. I don't think he was in any danger of getting sacked. I'm not entirely sure.
Well, from what I'm told is he's got, so I think it's either his partner's dad or his dad has died recently.
Okay.
And he wants to be nearer to his family down in Bournemouth.
Right.
So it made sense for him to move back. It wasn't a case of Burnley love this shit. I mean, that was probably the real reason.
Well, fair enough. Can't blame him for that. But he guided guided Bournemouth to a 3-1 win against Tranmere. Tranmere's first defeat of the season.
Yeah.
I was going to mention Tranmere last week for doing so well, but I'm mentioning them this week for losing.
Sorry, Tranmere.
Yeah, they've actually lost 2 on the bounce now. So, yeah.
So they lost last night as well.
They did, yep. They did.
Speaking of that, that sort of moves on to my stand-down performance of the week as well, which unfortunately, I mentioned it the other week, is Brighton.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happened. They've got last five games, they've got 2 draws, 2 points from a possible 15. I mean, I think they desperately need a striker.
Craig Smith isn't really doing much. I mean, is he out injured?
I don't
think he's really done much. No, since. He's not going to set the world alight.
This is the kind of in-depth analysis we give to game. Is he injured? I'm not sure. I think he might have played. We know football.
Hang on. Why is Jerome writing down on notes for Dan's mum?
It's a talking subject.
That's
the title of the show.
No, cross it out.
You've not heard my new section yet, information on Dan's mum.
But I don't know what's going on. Brighton was such a flying start from Brighton and now slowly dropping down the table, which is quite sad to see.
Sinking like a stone tossed into the sea from Brighton Beach.
Well, I think it's float. Have you seen the state of the sea around Brighton at times?
All right, leave it out.
I love Brighton, but I'm not sure I'd go swimming there.
No, you're right.
So, stand-down performances.
Yeah, can I lament the loss of Dougie Freeman? I'm pretty devastated. Even when we agreed to let
still
him,
thought he was
I still
still
thought he was going to say. I thought he was going to turn him down.
What was your what was your little quote that you put up?
He said, "I'm not the kind of man who would leave a job. I've no interest in leaving. I'm not the kind of man who'd leave a job half finished." And that's what I think I've
done.
My
time is
And that's what I think I've
done. My time is
There's all sorts of conspiracy theories bounding about whether or not
he started 9/11, didn't he?
Yeah, apparently so.
That's what Sean wrote on his Facebook. Anyway, he's not very happy.
Was it quadruple his wages or something?
He was the lowest paid manager in the Championship.
And you only gave him a year's contract when you signed him, so you weren't.
We've given him a couple of years contracts. I think he's now been at the club, but he's only managed for 90 games. And to be fair, this is apart from the League Cup run. This is the only time when we've really looked particularly impressive.
Yeah.
9 games, and we get him poached after 9 games. That's what galls me.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah,
to Bolton. I mean, Bolton are arguably a bigger side, but
I'd certainly say in current standing they're a bigger team. Yeah. They've got better prospects. One might argue.
Yeah, but if you look at what he's building at Palace, we're genuinely playing some really good football.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of back when we had Steve Bruce in charge. And
that worked out well as well, didn't it? Stuck around.
Yeah, exactly.
That
was the last time I remember us looking as positive, playing such attractive football. And then we were top of the league. He got poached by Birmingham, who had just sacked their manager, Trevor Francis, and they were 10th. We then appointed Trevor Francis. Birmingham finished first, and we finished 10th.
Oh,
so we swapped managers and swapped league positions as well.
Alex Klinko was happy with that.
They punched him in the face.
He punched him in the face in the dugout.
Good old Alex Klinko, Latvia's finest.
How did Villa get on at the weekend, Joe?
Reserves. We won. Top of that league, I think.
I meant the first team.
Well,
who are effectively Villa's reserve team? I think
it's pretty horrendous at the moment.
So, you'll play us soon.
We do actually. 6-pointer, right?
Flash of the time.
There is some really positive news and a great result for Villa at the weekend. Villa ladies.
Really?
They're marching on. Yeah, Villa ladies.
Oh, yeah, I did see this.
1-3-1 away at Coventry ladies. I mean, James, you've got to look at these silver linings.
To look these days because there's none in the Premiership anyway.
No.
It's all that silver lining and then a dark black in the middle.
Yeah, it's not looking good and it's probably not going to get any better. So, looking for a good relegation battle.
Yeah. Speaking of not looking good, I mean, I'd got down on my little bit of notes that Paul Jewell would skip the post-match conference after the 2-1 loss at home to Hull. And in between me writing that notes down in this morning, he's gone. Isn't he? He's been sacked.
Well, this afternoon, 5 minutes ago. Breaking news again.
One game all season, drawn 4, lost 7.
Breaking
points.
Breaking news, he joins Palace.
Oh, 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 oh,
let's hope so.
Oh, let's hope not.
No. Can we actually? Bear in mind, we're recording this on a Wednesday, and it will go up on a Thursday. I really hope that. Can we just make up breaking news right now that Paul Jewell was signed for
amazing. Yes. He's got Peter Reid as his assistant.
My one of my best mates, Steve's an Ipswich boy, and he's obviously been rather frustrated with the start of the season. They said, I think it was again the 2-1 loss at home to Hull. Was I think they conceded 2 in the last 10 minutes again, and they just keep conceeding late on. And
conceded late on yesterday, 90th minute goal by Tyson.
Again.
Yeah.
Knockout punch.
So I think that was on the cards, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, but, definitely. He's been living on borrowed time since
he left Wigan.
Yeah, exactly.
Since the mental.
Well, I think we can move on now to what was arguably. Oh, one more point. Go on, Sean.
Well, no. What are we going to move on to?
Well, I was going to move on to the big issue of the weekend.
Okay, I'm just going to give you two more.
Lower
league standout performances, both from League Two. Oxford United, been on a poor run of form. They battered Accrington Stanley 5-0.
Who are they?
Accrington Stanley. We're Tom Craddock getting a 25-minute hat trick. So hats off to them.
Jody's brother.
Yeah. And, possibly. Edgar Davids. First official match in charge. Ends in a 4-0 victory for Barnet.
Did he play?
He played, got man of the match.
I have got some interesting Edgar Davids information. You know he's joint head coach?
Yep.
Apparently he's insisting on the players either call him Mr. Davids or Sir. In fact, that is my standout. Sir Edgar Davids.
Brilliant. I say, but just throwing in as well, a game I saw which looked like probably one of the most exciting games of the week.
Hang on a sec, let me go back to Jerome's notes a sec. Did I say Barnett, David's mum?
Man of the match.
Oh, right.
Oh, I thought I said Barnett's dad's mum.
It will go on there.
I got it for the first 100 shows about being a mummy's boy. You can have it for the next 100 shows about your mum being in Pam's people.
Fair enough.
How it works. After that, we'll go on to, I don't know, Stu's mum running a grocery store. I don't know, we'll think of something better.
Did she?
In Australia,
fantastic. We'll build the lie.
Going back to my, the probably most exciting game of the week, probably the Bristol Burnley.
I think it was the weekend.
It wasn't the weekend.
Didn't matter, did it?
It was last night.
In-depth analysis.
That's to describe better.
Thanks for sticking it up there, Sean. I wasn't quite sure it was last night of the weekend. I went for it, and
it
completely mugged me off.
Well,
great game. Burnley nicking it 4-3 in the 96th minute away to Bristol.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. Steve... Charlie Austin.
Stone Cold Steve Austin picked the ball, booted it, and then gave it a stunner instantly.
Yeah, Bristol City had equalised in the 91st minute to make it 3-3, and then a 96th minute winner.
So Burnley's caretaker manager doing a bit
managerless Burnley.
Yeah, what's his name?
I don't know. I'm going to say Lenny Lawrence because he's doing it at Palace.
That's right.
Why not? He can be doing it everywhere. Good old Lenny Lawrence.
Massive fails. I think we need to lay off the beers again.
I think we need to lay off the football, really. We're not very good at this.
We actually don't know but no, about football.
So, we'll talk about fashion instead and more importantly, T-shirts.
Ooh.
What did we all think about the T-shirt protests of the weekend?
I think he wanted to wear it, but there wasn't enough in the dressing room.
No, that was the Arsenal game I heard yesterday. No, it really was. They apparently, for the Arsenal-Norwich game, they sent down 30 T-shirts to wear, and it wasn't enough for everyone to wear. So seven of the players actually couldn't wear them because it wasn't available.
Were they the black players not wearing them, or was it a mix?
Just a mix, because I think some players just didn't have it to wear.
We were talking about in the office that I can't believe someone is having a protest against a group that is fighting, or that is protesting against racism in football. Yes. How can you protest against someone that's protesting?
Well, I think it's a bit misguided, because while Kick It Out is sort of part of the FA in a sort of long-winded way, they don't have any powers over any of these sort of decisions made by the FA.
Yeah.
So I kind of understand Alex Ferguson coming out and saying it's the wrong people to target. But at the same time, it does make a statement, not just about Kick It Out, but to the FA, that the players are unhappy.
I don't know. I completely accept everyone's right to put on a T-shirt or not. They're all grown men. But it really does sort of under...
That the players are unhappy.
I don't know. I completely accept everyone's... a right to put on a t-shirt or not, and they're all grown men. But it really does sort of undermine.
Be subtle. But this woman on the right really needs a sports bra.
Oh dear. That was soft.
God, that was outrageous. She's got headphones in, it's fine.
Maybe we should just get her an extra large, kick it out t-shirt.
Maybe, yeah.
No, an extra small. keep it all nice and tight.
Yeah, but true.
Depends on your viewpoint. Maybe we can debate that on Twitter. Should somebody's tits be held in by an extra small t-shirt or hidden by an extra large? There we go. Your thoughts. At football podcast.
Sorry, back to the
football.
Serious points. Sorry.
Yeah, I would like to see some of the players, especially Rio Ferdinand, being the most high profile, come out and really kind of explain what their issue with kick it out specifically is.
I think what their issue is that kick it out actually does nothing.
Well, it's done. I think that's harsh on Paul Elliott and
Herman. It does nothing to protect the players when they're playing.
Well, is that it's not really their jurisdiction, is it?
It's just making people aware of. Is it more of an awareness campaign?
I think I read quotes from Anton Ferdinand saying that people have made suggestions to kick it out, which they haven't acted on, which is fair enough. But kick it out really don't have that much power. They're not the governing body for this kind of thing. They're just people.
It's more of an educational body than it is a disciplinary body.
Yeah. So I see your point, but.
Well, then there's no reason for these players to actually wear the t-shirt.
The t-shirt and the armband. Whatever's happening, it's clearly not working, is it?
It's not. It's still a massive problem. People say, it's got a lot better. Yeah, it's got a lot better, but it's still a massive problem. You saw it a couple of weeks ago in Serbia. It's a problem in society in general.
Yeah, that's obviously, like, that's the allegations against
you can't just isolate football and say, oh, we're trying to clean up.
Footballers wear a t-shirt.
People get racist abuse walking in the street. It's a criminal offence. But at the end of the day, in football, we do try to clean it up. We want to clean it up. We don't want it. But in society as a whole, we still got a long way to go, to be fair.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. There will be people who hold these views that watch rugby or watch cricket, but they're more of the Daily Mail type, middle class. And it isn't the atmosphere to sort of air these views.
Not of a platform,
so
not a bigger platform.
It's difficult, but no, it is a societal problem, unfortunately, if we're going to get a bit highbrow on things. And hopefully things can move forward.
Yeah.
But the authorities, the UEFA, FA, whoever, needs to make a huge stand against it.
They need to start making a statement about it.
You can't find someone. Whoever, they need to make a real example, because giving 20 grand fines, 30 grand fines, or 300 grand fines, even if it was 300 grand, it's nothing. It's not going to stop people. It's nothing.
Exactly. And then he wore an armband last night.
It's just like, come on.
Stick the armband around his mouth.
The worst thing is, UEFA seem to have this viewpoint that you can't punish the players for how the fans behave. But punishing the players is how you punish the fans. If you kick Serbia out of the next World Cup, that
couldn't be the World Cup. It'd have to be
the Euros.
Yeah. But yes,
keep them out the next international tournament.
Yeah.
The fans will soon stop behaving like that because they're not going to want it. They might get a bit arsey about it, but
that's the only way. It is the only sensible way that anything's going to happen.
That's just not going to work. It's not going to work. You find Italian teams before, they still do it. What's the point? That clearly does it. It's not a preventive measure to do.
It's not an issue.
For these clubs, they earn massive amounts of money. Like, even the country's getting massive amounts of money. So money's not an object to them. So it's got to be something that's
going to deter. They probably have a budget to deal with fines throughout the year.
Exactly.
I quite like the way that Chelsea have come out and said they're not going to disclose how they're punished.
No, I know, because they're not.
Blatantly not.
Yeah, I don't know if
we're
going to
really punish him.
Stuart just slapped his wrist.
But we're not going to tell you how, because it'll be really embarrassing.
Anyway.
Dear, oh dear. Well, let's go on to some lighter news. Anybody got any news from around the world of football?
I have some lighter news.
I've got a naughty boy.
Moving on to a naughty boy.
Just as a teaser, you've got a naughty boy of the week. I've got a hero of the week.
Oh, this will be exciting. Well, my naughty boy is, if you remember him, Ricardo Quaresma.
Yes. I do remember him. Yeah. Former Chelsea.
He's just a naughty boy in general.
He is, isn't he?
What has he done now, Shawnee?
Well, wasted talent, because he played for Chelsea for like no games, and it was at Inter Milan for a while. He looked,
he was at Barcelona as well.
He looked the business for Benfica, didn't he?
I think it was FIFA 04 or something. Mm. And he was amazing. He was
brilliant. That is how I judge all my football.
Yeah, damn right.
He's a bit of a Javier Saviola.
Well, he was good on Football Manager.
Well, he's at Besiktas currently, a Turkish club, Besiktas, who also had Simao Sabrosa and Fabian Ernst, and they in a few financial troubles, so they're trying to get rid of all their big earners. Simao went out the door, Fabian Ernst went out the door, Ricardo Quaresma was on £3.75 million a year.
Bloody
hell. What does that work out as? That's probably about 100 grand a week or something.
I'm not sure. I don't have the mental.
52 weeks. That's less than 100 grand a week. It's not
still a lot for a Turkish Premier League. Turkish
Super League. Still, no money.
Still a lot.
The Portsmouth.
Exactly. Quick survey, hands up here, who earns £3.75 million a year? Well, it's just Stuart with his hand up, so we'll move on. But it goes to show, it's a lot of money.
Anyway, they throwed him out of the team, didn't want him to play until he left. So we decided to hack 750 grand off his salary to get back into the starting lineup.
What a nice guy.
Well, yeah, you'd say that, wouldn't you?
What's he done?
His goals scores on goals.
No, apparently Besiktas board member Ahmed Nur Çebi put slightly different slightly different slant on the issue. Apparently Quaresma only agreed to lower his wages after they threatened to expose the fact that Quaresma himself had exposed his genitals to a female staff member at the club's training complex.
And then
this is even worse, urinated on the team's official outfitter and equipment handler.
He pissed on the kit man. That worked well. Take 750 grand off your salary.
And
we won't expose you. Oh, wait, we've just exposed you. About you exposing yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Now, apparently, his agent is Portuguese super agent Jorge Mendes. And now
behind the Bebe deal.
That's right,
On a proper PR drive, I'm imagining.
Exactly. Now they're suing Besiktas.
So,
it'd be interesting
for 750 grand.
Funnily enough,
all's well that ends.
Be interested to see how that one goes. The court case.
Let's have some more positive news. Hero of the week.
Wait, before the hero. Leave the hero to the last.
We need a hero.
Not only one naughty boy. I've got 36 naughty
boys.
Seen the footage of this.
He's selling them on Gumtree.
they're actually boys as well, because it's a junior football league in Paraguay.
Yeah.
A fight broke out between two players, and then a mass brawl broke out between all 36 players, and they all got sent off. All 36 players, and they all got sent off.
How many games were going on?
One game.
How many subs did they have?
I don't know, but 36 players got sent off.
Yeah.
Incident started in the last 5 minutes of the match.
Similar to the game we played against the China Olympic team in our training
ground.
There was some fabulous karate kicks in this one. If I could get the video on the side,
it was pretty much all karate.
It was all flying kicks
everywhere. I've seen this video.
I'll try and get that video on the site later on today.
Nice. God, redeem football, Dan.
That's a big task.
We're certainly not doing it.
Hero of the week is Juventus defender Leonardo. Leonardo Bonucci, just coming out of a Ferrari garage, as you do.
Sounds like a good guy.
With the missus and his young child as well, and an armed robber came up to him and held a gun to his head and demanded his watch.
Yeah.
As the guy was going to take his watch...
Hang on, he's come out of a Ferrari garage and he wanted a watch.
I don't think he'd made the purchase. Right. he's just looking, window shopping,
exactly. As the guy's gone to take his watch, he's lamped him with his other fist, knocked the geezer out. Oh, sorry, not the geezer out, knocked the geezer flying. The guy's then run off, jumped on a moped, steaming down the road. Bonucci's gone running after him, apparently, down the road, chasing his moped. The guy's shouted back, "What are you doing, you idiot? I'm going to shoot you."
Clearly not,
and then drove off.
Double hero.
Chased after him again. Not only punched the geezer in the face
while he's pointing the gun at him.
While he's pointing the gun at him, then chases him down the road on the back of the geezer's moped.
Apparently, the gunman was shouting, "What are you doing? I will shoot you."
Are you crazy?
Fantastic.
Absolute hero of the week.
100%.
If someone's telling you, they'd just do it, wouldn't they? They'd tell you to shoot you.
No, exactly. I don't know. Did he? Did he? The guy could accidentally pull the trigger there quite easily.
He saw the safety was on.
Ah, right, yeah. That's
he's seen it when he's hit
well,
it.
Hard then. Vin Diesel and Steven Seagal's love child.
God bless him. God bless Leonardo Bonucci. Well, I've got some... They're not so much heroes, but they're making the best of a bad situation of the week. That famous segment. Greenock Morton. They're not the team you think of when you think of Scottish football clubs, are they? I do remember they had a fantastic... Icelandic striker in the 90s called Marko Rajamäki, but that's all I know about Greenock Morton.
That's pretty good knowledge, to be fair.
There is a boat in Greenock that is registered in Italy and is stuck there, full of Filipino and Italian sailors, because the owner of the boat won't pay his debts. So he can't move anywhere. They've been there since August.
Jesus.
Wow. The Filipinos on that have become massive Greenock Morton supporters and are now visible at every game. The reason they've given is apparently that they like football, but the scarves keep them warm against the harsh Scottish weather. So they've got the Greenock Morton scarves. They've now got a big Filipino following.
Excellent. I love that. Autumn in Greenock is a little bit colder than autumn in Manila.
Yeah, not somewhere I'd fancy, but fair play to us making the best of a bad situation.
I've had a bit of stick on Twitter for not having a bloody Mario Balotelli diary.
Oh yeah,
but I do have some Mario Balotelli news.
Oh okay,
because we've missed him. He's
missed an awful lot for City as
Well. Yeah, especially the games that he's played in.
But do you know what also he missed? He missed meeting Nicki Minaj.
Did he?
Which he was devastated about.
I wonder why.
He went to, apparently, he went to a concert, the MEN Arena, and arranged a meeting after the gig as well. Was really looking forward to seeing her. Apparently, he had bought a new camera especially.
Really?
As well.
Was he hoping for fireworks?
That makes him sound really like a little tourist going to Disney World, doesn't it?
Yeah.
He's bought a new camera, he's got his old hats on.
Apparently he was really upset because Nicki Minaj was too tired after the concert and sacked him off for a Lars Nando's instead.
Is that true? Did she actually go for a Nando's?
I mean brilliant. Obviously this is from tabloid reporting,
right.
So we're going to take some of it with a pinch of salt.
Slightly
embellished.
Jerome Connolly,
Jerome via Holland, where of course all the Belgians
exactly. Jerome McLaren.
So poor old Mario didn't get to meet Nicki Minaj.
Oh, is there any confirmation that the large Nando in question was Fernando Torres in a hotel room? Allegedly, of course. That didn't happen. Fernando Torres is like Action Man down there, I'm sure, by the look of him.
Saw something else interesting, though, Michael, which will interest you. I'm sure you both have seen this. The potential new £1
billion
shirt sponsorship.
$1 billion.
Oh, is it $1 million? Sorry, I've even wrote
know your here. Symbols.
Sorry, I don't know my symbols. I don't describe that. The $1 billion shirt sponsorship deal with Nike, Man United. Potentially, it's looking to tie in over. Because I think it's over. Is it over 5 years?
Something like that.
Which will potentially, which will add up to a $1 billion sponsorship deal. Which is unbelievable, really.
Well, that's a few more summer tours to America, then.
Just maybe.
Outrageous money, isn't it?
It's the nature of the game, unfortunately. So,
do you reckon that'll go to clearing off the debts, or do you reckon that I'm just being reinvested in bonuses for staff?
I think that'll go towards Malcolm Glazer's beard comb, probably.
Yeah.
I think. Can I just point out, I quite like the fact that you've spelt Nicki Minaj Nicki Minja. Which is how I'm going to imagine
Minja.
It from now
yes,
on.
Yes, Nicki Minja. Yeah. No, but speaking of Americans...
bloody hell, you're...
speaking of Americans, do you see Wayne Rooney's been dropping his presidential knowledge on his Twitter
feed?
Apparently he's tweeted, watched all the presidential debates, if I had to vote, would vote Obama.
Right.
So that's Rooney's official stance on American politics.
Obama did own the third debate, I have to say.
Well, unfortunately, Rooney, though, realised that he's not registered in Cheshire West, so he went to vote. So he won't be voting Obama, who he thinks represents the conservative party. Yeah, it's a shame for Wayne, but fair play to him. Now, Sean, Hastings United played in the FA Cup at
they
the weekend.
They certainly did.
What did they do?
Oh, they sailed through. Bradley Goldberg on his
90th
good old Mark's son maintained his record of scoring in every cup round this season.
That's very impressive.
He is the highest cup goal
he's
scorer
the new
so
Ian
far
Roche.
On his 19th birthday.
Oh, bless him, he's only 19.
Yep.
19. Oh,
your man
lad.
Your man Sean Ray, the manager, got another goal and an assist to.
Does he insist on being called Mr. Ray?
I hope so.
I hope so.
Or
well,
Sir.
Yeah. Or Sir.
Yeah. He has had.
Sir Ray.
Sir Ray.
Which is.
He's had a similar career to Edgar Davids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Much in that he's played football.
Yeah.
And been a manager.
Yeah. So yeah, they poor old Blackley and Blackfield and Langley knocked
big
out.
Big club as well.
They did have an early chance to go ahead, but they missed a penalty.
So oh,
well, they
unfortunately, Hastings have got a bit of a shit draw in that they're away at Bishop Stortford.
Oh, well.
Bishop Stortford are well. You, yeah, I see where you're going to go.
Yeah,
with. Obviously it's a more winnable tie than potentially a League One club.
Yeah,
but. You would rather
payday,
you'd exactly, rather yeah. were at home and you'd rather the big payday.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. And Bishop Stortford are a league above. They're in the Conference North.
Yeah.
Even though they're in Hertfordshire. It doesn't make any sense.
If I saw the other week, this is what I will put out. Bishop Stortford.
They did have an early chance to go ahead, but they missed a penalty.
So
unfortunately, Hastings have got a bit of a shit draw in that they're away at Bishop Stortford.
Oh, well.
Bishop Stortford are, well, you, yeah, I see where you're going to go with that. Obviously, it's a more winnable tie than potentially a League One club.
Yeah.
But you would rather.
Payday,
you'd rather you were at home and you'd rather the big payday.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. And Bishop Stortford are a league above. They're in the Conference North.
Yeah.
Even though they're in Hertfordshire. It doesn't make any sense.
If I saw the other week, this is what I will put out. Bishop Stortford were playing Workington.
Really?
On non-league day. So the fans from Workington had to travel.
Where in is the Workington?
Workington is in Cumbria.
Yeah.
Right.
It is about as far north in England as you can get.
Right.
They play in the Conference North and they were playing an away game at Bishop Stortford.
Mm.
Bishop Stortford in Essex, I believe.
Yeah, the only way it could have been on the border of Essex.
The only way it could have been further is if they were playing Truro.
Really?
Who right. have just been redeemed
from Truro surely aren't in the Conference North.
Yeah, and they've...
what? That makes no
can't
sense.
Make, but they've just been redeemed from going bust.
They've got to be the... I could see that. But yeah, they've got to be the most
southerly
team.
That's another story for another time, yeah. I'm pretty sure it was Truro anyway. In fact, no, it was Oxford
someone's
City.
Done that for a
I did see right, Truro. Okay. That's where I thought. So again, learn to describe better.
But yeah, apart from the Hastings side, there are a few tasty ties in the first round of the FA Cup. Yate Town in the Evo Stick Southern League have been drawn away at Cheltenham.
Nice.
Yep.
Bye, Stu.
Bye. See you later, Stu. Owsley Town, also in the Evo Stick Southern League.
I like the sound of the Evo Sticks League.
It's brilliant. Brilliant sponsor, isn't it? They are away at Coventry.
Oh.
Real big title. Unfortunately,
been sent to Coventry.
They have. Unfortunately, they aren't on TV. Slough away at Mansfield. Met Police at home to Crawley.
Ooh.
And on TV, we have Braintree versus Tranmere.
Yeah.
So yeah, exciting stuff.
I can't wait.
No, me neither.
I can't wait.
Me neither.
Any more for any more?
Well, should we go over the Atlantic?
I think we should.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Towards the Pacific almost.
Towards the Pacific, over Atlantic. That and then down.
We've got no way
to go across the Atlantic.
So you're going to go
the
across
most ridiculous way.
Well, I fancied a little world tour, to be honest.
So yeah, what is happening in the States?
I did that bit, didn't I?
Yeah.
Now over to...
Australia.
Down through
Australia.
The Indian Ocean.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Anyway.
Over to Australia. Melbourne Heart update and A-League in general. The unfortunately, Heart's great start has stuttered a little bit.
I mean, their one game winning streak.
Yeah, a little bit. They lost 2-0. They lost 2-0.
So hey, win. Jim's here.
Hey.
So a win, a draw, somebody. And a defeat now.
Yeah. They lost 2-0 away. To Perth, which was
Hastings won.
Yeah, we've done that.
And Sean Ray scored.
Yeah, we've done that.
And Goldberg.
But yeah, no,
Zach Atwell got the other one. By
did
one.
He? Yeah. Oh, that's anyway.
Some very interesting results this weekend. No, I say very interesting. So if we're looking at our overseas players that have come in, Del Piero scored the winner for Sydney.
Did
against
he?
Western Sydney.
Oh, big
at Western Sydney.
Oh,
yes,
he scored as well.
Oh, he's coming.
He comes in.
Learn to run the show best.
And on the back of that, yes, Emil Heskey scored for the second week in a row.
Did he?
He's on fire.
He had some pretty negative reports from his debut.
but after his debut, I forgot, last week to mention the week before, so the second game Heskey played in, it was Sydney versus Newcastle. It was Del Piero versus Heskey. Both got on the score sheet.
That's something I never thought I'd hear.
The immovable object versus Del Piero.
Both got on the score sheet, and Newcastle won 3-2 away to Sydney. So Heskey got one over on Del Piero, and like I said, and Heskey continued his goal scoring form with a goal.
Goal scoring form with a goal. He's clever. Yeah. Well done.
Brilliant.
To describe better.
Thanks, mate.
Any news on our charity single?
Any news on the charity single? Charity single, come
on. Big Euro 2012 charity single.
We're going to get moved on.
What are we going to get for Brazil 2014?
Next time it's Euro 2012.
Did you see the clip of Simon Royce that I put on the website just before we went?
No,
the YouTube link's not working properly, but it's Simon Royce getting. Basically, I wouldn't say a beating, but it's like he's having an incident with a Stoke City fan, and I've forgotten about it, and Stu reminded me about it.
Is this A-League news?
No, you got more than A-League news.
No,
I was just going to give you the introduction to Hearts game this weekend.
Who are we playing?
We're at home to Central Coast.
Will we win?
They're both on 4 points, they're above on goal difference, but Hart have not lost at home since, I think it's March this year. So they've got some really good home form. Mm. So hopefully, go on the Heart this
weekend.
Come
on the Heart, then, yes. Well,
can I make a quick announcement? There's two or three things that I've had a lifetime ambition to do. One of which was to make a giant bag of crisps from.
We've
done.
Well done.
The second was to get a colonic, which I'm going for in a minute.
Yep.
And the third was to finish a sticker album, because I've always tried and I've never done it. Do you remember we had with our friends at FFDU, we had a 2012 sticker book challenge. I finished it.
Oh,
well done.
And I've got it here. How many months later?
Bollocks to Bournemouth. This is my performance of the week.
It's taken a while.
How meticulous is that sticking in? Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Bloody hell. OCD.
That's really anal. And speaking of which, colonic.
I was going to put the last one on the show. Live.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Darren Bent. I've spent, how long has it been now? 3-4 months collecting these blasted stickers. And the last one I had was 508, Darren Bent.
I had a Darren Bent swap as well.
I had to send off for Panini. I had to pay £1.25 to Panini. Just for one bastard sticker. And he didn't even make the Euros.
I have to say, I like the fact that on Wayne Rooney's actual sticker, he's got no hair. And on his special star player to get, he's got full head of hair. But let's look, I mean, Daniel Sturridge is in there.
And do you know what?
Ferdinand, all the stars that we took to the
last week, Jack Wilshere, Phil Jones
has been replaced by one of the flower
pot men. It's official, it's completed.
There was no need to put Colton Palmer in there, though.
Last week when we sent the email, hang on, I'm talking about that. Will you shut up for a second?
The sooner he finishes, go on.
We're a nice friendly podcast.
Nah, bollocks. Last week, when we sent the show up,
boring.
Jim said, "Oh, he was really upset because one day maybe you'd get to be in a pubcast photo." Well, today, Jim, is your lucky day, and you can be in a pubcast photo.
Even though you've been on the show for two minutes,
you still said more than Stu did.
Right, which page do I pick?
While you choose that, one last bit of news: we've got some more iTunes reviews.
Go on.
The first one is from Tricky Tree BB. Which is titled "Sokay," I suppose. But he does give us 5 stars. What I'm annoyed at, his first few words are "bunch of southern softies."
Oh.
You prick. Talking about.
Well done.
And I've got it here. How many months later?
Bollocks to Bournemouth. This is my performance of the week.
It's taken a while.
How meticulous is that sticking in? Bloody hell. OCD.
That's really anal. And speaking of which, colonic.
I was going to put the last one on the show. Live.
Come on.
Who is it?
Darren, I've spent, how long has it been now? 3-4 months collecting these blasted stickers. And the last one I had was 508 Darren Bent.
I had a Darren Bent swap as well.
I had to send off for Panini. I had to pay £1.25 to Panini just for one bastard sticker. And he didn't even make the Euros.
I have to say, I like the fact that on Wayne Rooney's actual sticker, he's got no hair, and on his special star player sticker, he's got a full head of hair. Yeah. But let's look, I mean, Daniel Sturridge is in there.
And do you know what?
Rio,
you know what?
Ferdinand, all the stars that we took to the last week, Jack Wilshere, Phil Jones has been replaced by one of the flower pot men.
There was no need to put Colton Palmer in there, though.
Last week when we sent the email, hang on, I'm talking about that. Will you shut up for a second?
The sooner he finishes,
go on.
We had a nice friendly podcast.
Bollocks. Last week, when we sent just before we put the show up,
boring.
Jim said, "Oh, he was really upset because one day maybe you'd get to be in a pubcast photo." Well, today, Jim, is your lucky day, and you can be in a pubcast photo.
Even though you've been on the show for two minutes,
yeah. But you still said more than Stu did.
Right, which page do I pick?
While you choose that, one last bit of news. We've got some more iTunes reviews.
We have, haven't we?
The first one is from Tricky Tree BB. Which is titled "Sokay," I suppose. But he does give us 5 stars. What I'm annoyed at, his first few words are "bunch of southern softies." You prick. Talking about footy when they're not getting distracted by the latest fit waitress or some random walking past the
club. That's how he listens.
It's a really good laugh and keeps me entertained on the way to and from work. Nice one, boys. Keep it up. Just learn to describe better. Second one is from Ross Hale with 3 S's.
Is it 5 stars?
Five stars. This is also 5 stars from Ross Hale. Top podcast, lads. Some good banter in there.
Maybe that's Ross Shale.
Yeah, maybe it's Ross Shale.
I'm hoping it's a snake. As I don't get much time to hear about leagues other than the Championship and the Premier League, it's great to hear about teams like Gillingham. Hashtag learn to describe.
This is really catching on.
Guys, if you review us, we will read it out, especially if it's good, but especially if it's bad. Keep going.
No, don't give us bad reviews, please.
And just a sticker we got, though. For no particular reason, I'd like the photo to be of me and the Czech Republic team.
There's some people with great hair in there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, he's got a bit of good hair.
Tomáš Rosický, Jaroslav Pašil.
Lovely as this transfers over on a podcast. Let's wrap it up then. So that's been it. Email us at banter@footballpodcast.co.uk. Facebook, facebook.com/thefootballpodcast. Complaints too.
That's
always the same.
Follow us on Twitter at Football Podcast and visit www.footballpodcast.co.uk.
Well done, you've got a lot of W's in there as well.
So you need to be ready to pause it, because now that's going to take editing, so that's going to put 10 minutes on my
podcast. Or we can just listen.